You've probably driven by artist Ho Baron's surreal outdoor sculpture garden at the corner of Aurora and Piedras that features several of his large-scale works. Lately, Ho has shifted his focus to dolls and doll parts. While that may sound creepy to some, we'll just turn it over to Ho to explain his latest works. Ho, welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, Marina. I've been making sculpture for since 1980 or so. I took a course. I was a librarian in Philadelphia, and I took a night course in an art school, and it just captured me, the whole process. And I was into modeling, and then it got into mold making, and then the work is cast.
And you produce a lot of work.
Well, there's a foundry in Juarez I used over the years. Mm-hmm. It's an art foundry. And I do surreal work. I try to do as work that's as imaginative as I can be. And my work is figurative. And in the arts, I kind of tend toward figurative art because it's us. It tells a story. It's not an abstract piece. Although the pieces are, abstract, figurative, but they're still figures. And I'm in my 70s now, and I don't want to do any heavy work anymore, but I want to continue making art. So I decided to go into assemblages, which in sculpture is you gather items and you put them together. And I'm not a welder. I'm not a woodworker. So I went into the flea market here in El Paso to see what might interest me. This is about 2 years ago, and it was dolls. And ironically, at my age, I'm playing with dolls. I started out just with toys in general, and then I've leaned more toward putting heads, feet, and hands onto pieces of wood. And if you go into the internet and you look at creative dolls, often they call them creepy dolls.
Right.
There's blood on them and big teeth and all. But my work is what I call surreal, which is not real. The bodies are of wood, and I found a person who collects interesting pieces of wood, so I get them from him, and I can turn out a couple a week. My sculpture in general is like nobody else's. My cast bronze pieces and my cast some stoneworks.
But they're very much Ho. I mean, you drive by your house, you can't help but to see that water god, and then you'll be in front of the library and you'll see, I can't remember the name of the piece in front of the library.
The novel romance, takeoff on but novel you, romances.
But you can tell they're related. The same person made them.
Yeah, I have a style that I developed over the years, and I don't do realism. I've never done realism. My work is kind of intuitive. I don't start from a drawing. I don't start from a general concept. I start with material. And in clay, I just would build my piece. And I did faces within faces. And I did a book about my work, and I talk about what I did, why I did it. I call my pieces Gods for Future Religions, which is kind of a spoof on religion, like when the world's tired of their existing. There's like 3,000 to 5,000 gods in the world, but I'm ready. I've got figures that the joke's actually on me because who rules the world?
Right.
Religion and corrupt politicians, So anyway, I've been doing dolls, and I traveled around El Paso. I traveled around the Southwest over the years showing my work in different cities, and I just don't want to travel anymore. I'm an El Paso person, and I decided my audience is El Paso, which is what it's been over the years as I put more and more pieces on Piedras Street.
Absolutely.
I have a couple thousand cars a day that pass the house. And it's ironic. At first, people call my house the Gargoyle House, which my pieces are not gargoyles. Gargoyles are on 19th century churches in Europe.
Right.
But
I guess if you're driving and you see these things.
They're unusual. They're strange. Yeah. They're strange. And people stop all the time and knock on my door, and often it's inconvenient. So not traveling anymore, I decided I'm going to open my studio and show people around and show my work. So I hire the bus bench, and it's my advertisement in front of the house, and it says I'm open on Saturday afternoons from noon to 5. So I'm open this afternoon if anybody listening wants to come by, and by appointment. And I've been around El Paso. I came back to El Paso in 1980. I grew up here, El Paso High and Texas Western. But I left. I went in the Peace Corps in Africa, and I traveled a lot and lived in different cities. And I came back to El Paso in 1980. And over the years, I've gotten to know a lot of the artists, and I know a lot of people. And like we said a few minutes ago, I did the punk rock flea market. I mean, my favorite people are the creative people in the city.
And, right.
And as an old guy in El Paso and my work being unusual, I think I inspire people to do. I inspire a lot of artists.
Well, you want to know that, you know, you can still do it, right? Because you're young, you have these ideas. And then you see someone like you, like, oh, this dude's still doing it. Okay, I can do this, you know?
Well, the trick is, you know, art is be original because the expression, why reinvent the wheel?
Right.
And art is about creativity. And I don't know, it's crazy in this country right now that the arts are being, the funding for the arts are being cut because Winston Churchill was asked during World War II, cut the funds for the arts, and he said, why are we fighting? That's what we're fighting for, is our freedom of expression. I had to insert that in this little conversation. So I'm welcoming people in my house. It's actually in my basement. My basement is and on both sides of my yard. I have a lot of sculpture.
You say a lot of sculpture, but it really is a lot of sculpture.
It really is a lot of sculpture.
You know, you can picture a lot of sculpture, but no, picture whatever you see in your head times three or four.
Yeah, my house is a museum, actually.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, I sell pieces now and then, but like many artists, I'm the collector because especially El Paso's a tough art market.
But you produce a lot. I mean, said you moved to dolls, and I bet you you're cranking those out too.
I do maybe a couple a week.
That's a lot.
Yeah, people say, well, why do you do this? I say it's a passion, you know, and people have passions. Some people work on cars. Some people watch football and whatever they do. I make art, and art is fun, and that's why I do it. I started out as a writer and gradually got into the visual arts. Writing is a lot tougher in a lot of ways, and it's harder to find an audience.
That's true. I mean, you, like you said, you have your water god, you plop it outside, people know.
Right. You can show people a painting and you stick it in their face and they see it. And also writing, there were 300,000 books published in this country last year. It's never been easier to publish a book and harder to distribute it.
Right.
And I do have a book. I have a couple of books. I did a book on El Paso when I came back to El Paso in the early 80s. You know, I still do some writing. I write letters to the editor. That's kind of one of my avocations. Over the years, I did a radio program here on KTEP in the 80s of experimental music. I did a satirical newspaper in the 90s here in El Paso. I try to be creative and, you know, and push the limits as much as I can, too.
Well, because it's not the easiest road to go down, but...
You know, they say if you're going to do creative art, keep your day job, you know.
Right.
because it's hard to make a living in the arts. You can't eat... It's not hamburgers, you know.
Right,
it's not selling hamburgers. But there's a lot happening in El Paso that's inspiring, and there's a lot of creativity here, and it's a lot of fun.
And really, I mean, if you're curious or if you've ever been curious about that house, really do. Just knock on your door anytime Saturday.
Well, call me first.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
but on Saturday afternoons, I'm available. And I really like talking to people. And, I mean, I'm a people person. So.
It's a neat experience. I mean, I think when we got to go through your house, I met you at the coffee shop and you said, hey, want to come see my house?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Oh, yeah, you were on your way to Marfa.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about Marfa.
We were just talking about that.
Right.
But you invited us up, and we're like, why not?
Yeah, well, I have to show, you know, they're my kids.
Yeah.
They're my offspring, all my art, and so I have to show it off. I'm not going to close my door and bury it.
And it's a great that you do that, because, you know, to let people into your personal space, too, is a treat.
It's my preference, and so I've decided. I just started 2 weeks ago. I had probably 100 people in my house this last this last Saturday, and I'm welcoming people. And there's an arts tour in a couple of weeks that I'm participating in also, and just on Saturdays I'm not traveling. I got tired of traveling, so.
Now they can come to you. Can come to you.
I did a show in Austin this last summer, and I hauled 25 bronzes there. And a month later, I picked them up, and I talked to a large group of people, and I sold a few pieces. But I said, I can't do this anymore. You know, it's 25 heavy bronzes. The bronzes are incredible. Anybody out there that's interested in casting, there's a foundry in Juarez, and it's exciting to – it's expensive. But it's exciting to have a piece, to model a piece in clay and then put it into metal. So.
Well, we're very thankful for you and your art and for opening up your space. Anybody can come down Saturdays between 12 and 5 or check out the bus bench. You can also call Ho for,
call me,
for an appointment.
I'm happy to show people around.
Ho Studio is on the corner of Aurora and Piedras, and it's open after the show.
Yeah, right. And Five Points is booming these
That's
days.
Right.
Incredible.
So go check out Ho Barron and his art. Again, his house is open to all of us Saturdays from 12 to 5, or give him a call and he'll let you in.
Thanks for having me, Marina.
Thanks for
very
coming,
much.
Huh?
Thank you.